T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Matthew.
Hi, Matthew.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
Hey, we're here to help you out, try to figure out why you got ghosted from Cassie. But first, we need to know the story. You mind sharing?
Oh, no problem. I appreciate you guys helping me out. I don't know what's going on. So I went to intramural soccer, and, you know, I filled in on this team, and this girl was on the team, and we hit it off. Mm-hmm. So I asked her out, and she said yes. We went out. We had a great lunch date. And so I asked her out again, and we went on a second date, which was even better. And now, nothing. Like, completely not. Like, I don't. What did I do?
Yeah, it seems like if she was kind enough to get, unless she was kind of on the fence the first
day. I mean,
day,
she went on a second date with me. We had such a good time. What?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes, though, you're not quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, it wasn't my favorite, but I'm going to give him one more chance.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, that's good.
If it wasn't a terrible first date, then I always give a second chance.
Yeah, so odds are it wasn't a terrible first date.
I mean, I don't know if it's helping or anything, but, you know.
And then she gave it another shot and mm-hmm. just was like, meh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That sucks.
But there's nothing. She didn't even say anything. She's just gone. Like, maybe I creeped her out. I have no idea. I'm just trying to figure stuff out right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, how about we just call her and ask her and see what she says, okay?
We got you, bro.
All right, hang on. Yeah,
thank you.
Hello?
Hello? Cassie?
Hey, yeah.
Hi, it's Booker, Alex, and Sarah from Mix 94.7. We're on the radio this morning doing a little show and a segment called Waiting by the Phone. We also have Matthew on the phone, and we're here to mediate a conversation, if you don't mind chatting with us. He's really interested in finding out what happened, why you're not interested in going out again, because he said that he just kind of been ghosted after going out with you. He said you guys went out twice, and since then he hasn't heard anything from you.
Mm.
Is that all fair to say?
Yeah, that's fair to say.
Okay. So did he do something wrong, or were you just not attracted to him?
No.
Or?
No, he didn't do anything wrong. I felt like he wasn't like creepy bad. He was just like creepy weird. Do you know what I mean?
No,
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Please.
I'm sorry. I have to come out and say it, I guess. So when we were on the second date, I found out that he would not be available to hang out on weekends because he is a Civil War reenactor.
Nice.
What do you mean, nice? I don't know what that means.
Bro.
I didn't know either, and he explained it to me. And it's cool. It's like I'm so into people that have their own things. But
I didn't even know we had
I like
that.
Nerds.
Bro, there were young people in the Civil War.
No, I didn't know that.
No,
I thought that only happened on the historic battle site.
No, dude, they had it pre-COVID. It was like they did it every week, I think, at Camp Mabry. And then they do it in Fredericksburg, man, I think.
Oh, yeah, Fredericksburg they do.
I mean, I've never been to one, but I've heard about them.
So what does this mean, Matthew? You dress up and stuff?
Oh, yeah. This is the best fun I've ever had in my entire life. I mean, at first, I was like a little skeptical, but I'm so fascinated by war and everything. But then you go out there and you get in there. It is the most fun ever. I'm like, I'm hooked for life.
Bro, he's so into it. I love it.
Just promise me you'll go one time.
Are you asking me?
He's down. Yeah.
It's like improv.
You're right.
But very specific.
This is acting, bro.
Yeah, but I'll have to track carefully because I know your people are into this, but the whole Renaissance Fair, what do they call it? The
Renaissance Fair?
Like yeah. Red Bear.
Sherwood?
It's yeah. acting, dude.
Sherwood Forest.
You could say you're dating an actor.
Yeah. I know a lot of people, and I have friends that do it, too. It's just definitely not my thing.
You have friends that do reenactments?
Well, no, maybe like Renaissance,
no,
right?
The Renaissance people, they get all dressed up and go out there and do all that stuff. It's just definitely not my style. Not
Make
my
your
jam.
Boobs look amazing.
I don't even know if I could date somebody that does
you
that.
You don't know it until you go out there and you actually experience.
That's
I've
true.
Been there. No, I've been there.
Have you been there dressed up and experienced it?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you have to go all in.
No, not interested. Not interested.
Well, man. You're just close-minded then.
Then how are you going to understand if you don't try it?
Yeah. That's
understand? Well, I don't need to get dressed up to know that that is not interesting to me. So you're not going to go out, Casey, to a Civil War reenactment?
I mean, it kind of turned me off. I don't know. I like him, but I don't know.
I think you should go check it out. Doesn't mean you have to go on a date with him.
You really should. I think you'll like it.
But bring a girlfriend. Okay. Bring a girlfriend.
Can I bring a friend? If I can bring a friend, and then if we need to make a quick exit.
You can totally bring a friend. That's fine. Your friend will love it, too. And then we can all have so much fun.
Hey.
Only if you're comfortable.
I think you guys are missing the point.
Yeah. Right.
You're trying to force her to like something.
And if she doesn't like it, that's right.
That's okay.
That's 100% right.
Hey, her and her friend are making a getaway, and then there he is at the exit of Camp Mabry with a cannon facing her car. Old Civil War cannon.
He's following her in a tank. Wait!